Australia's motor vehicle problem. The fight for cleaner cars gets dirty. Australia is facing a major challenge in its fight for cleaner and more sustainable cars. Major automakers are clashing with the government over emission standards, as the country tries to reduce its carbon footprint and tackle the issue of air pollution. According to a recent report by 7news.com.au, the Australian government is pushing for stricter emission standards for cars, in order to reduce the country's carbon emissions. However, major automakers such as Toyota, Ford, and General Motors are pushing back, arguing that the standards are too stringent and would harm the competitiveness of their businesses. The report states that the government is proposing to reduce average emissions from cars by 40% by 2030, compared to 2005 levels. The new standards would require automakers to invest in new technology and adopt cleaner fuel sources, such as electric and hybrid vehicles. Despite the pushback from major automakers, the Australian government is determined to see the new standards through. The country is facing increasing pressure from international organizations and environmental groups to reduce its carbon footprint and tackle air pollution. According to data from the World Health Organization, air pollution is responsible for over 4,000 deaths each year in Australia. The government hopes that the new emission standards will help to reduce the number of deaths caused by air pollution and improve the overall health of the population. In addition, the new standards are expected to have a positive impact on the country's economy. The report states that the adoption of electric and hybrid vehicles is expected to create new jobs in the manufacturing and maintenance sectors, as well as boost the country's competitiveness in the global market. Overall, the fight for cleaner and more sustainable cars in Australia is about to get dirty, as major automakers clash with the government over emission standards. The country is facing a major challenge in its effort to reduce its carbon footprint and tackle air pollution, but the government is determined to see the new standards through.